Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is County Executive Dan McCoy, and Dan is going to talk about a award he won, a national award, which is terrific. So, County Executive McCoy, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for having me on your show.
Great,
how are you
great,
today?
Great, great. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good. Things are going great. We're moving in the right direction in Albany County, and things are bright.
Okay, so you won a prestigious award. Can you tell us about that?
So when I became president of County Executives of America, I just took over. I'll be leading the County Executives of America on a national level for the next 2 years, so which was really nice, and which is a great honor because there's over 700 members, and it's going to be nice to bring Albany County's issues on a national level, help us on a national level, bring stuff back here to Albany County. So I'm looking forward to that, but. I also received the Mary G. Robo Award for Distinguished Service Award, which it's picked out of 10 states here on the East Coast, and it was nice. It was nice to receive such a recognition from the military, which I'm very happy that they gave me the award.
Let's talk about the first award. That's kind of exciting. You're going to be the president of 700 members. Now, how will you communicate with them? Are you going to have conference calls? Will you meet in person every so often? How's that going to happen?
Well, I've been first vice chair for the last 2 years, so I've been a little busy doing different things like this in the organization. But I think you're aware of, and your listeners, I'm the co-chair of the National Opiate Task Force on a national level, that we've been representing over 700 elected officials, meaning over 700 counties throughout this great nation, basically fighting this opiate epidemic. So I've been in constant contact via email, text, sometimes Skype, in conference calls. So it's going to be more of that. I had to go down to testify down in D.C. So I'll be doing more of that, going down to our great capital, and really pushing the issues that's happening, affecting us, like the opiate stuff, on a national level, as well as the stuff that's affecting us here with Trump's budget that they just passed, how it affects the middle class, how it affects the working class and the poor, and it's going to not – none of the stuff that he pushed through his budget is really going to have an impact on people's lives. It's going to have a negative impact. So these are issues that I get to talk firsthand from a county executive County of Albany, but have more – of a national approach because I have this great organization behind me. So I got a little bit more to say.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying Go ahead.
When you talk to county executives throughout the country, do you find that they're experiencing issues the same as we are here?
Absolutely. This organization is bipartisan, and I work with Republicans, conservatives, liberals. It doesn't matter who's in office. We put our party affiliation to the side, and we do what's best for the people that we represent. And, I don't care where you are in this country of ours. Everyone's been faced with the opiate epidemic. Everyone's been faced with other issues, Meals on Wheels, cuts in the budget, cuts in federal dollars. So we come together, roll up our sleeves to come up with a solution to fix these problems, and it's easier to make your point when you got 700 members standing behind you, all agreeing on these topics and saying, hey, listen, Congress, that can't get it right, you need to do your job because what you're doing is affecting our people that we represent day in and day out. So, yes, I find it, we have issues here, and sometimes you reach out to one of your peers and you say, hey, I got this issue going on. And someone always chirps in and says, hey, I had this issue 6 months ago or a year ago. Here's what we did to combat it. Now, mind you, Cynthia, not everything works in every county. Not everything works, in different states. You have 60 two unique counties in the state of New York. So what happens to work here in Albany County might not work in Erie County or might not work in Westchester County. So, I mean, these are things, but the implementation of a program like that might help. But you might have to change it to the people that you represent. And but it's great to sit down and say, okay, we're not the only ones having these problems.
Now, in your dealings with the other county executives, has your perspective on governing or what's going on changed in any way?
Yeah, no, it's broadened my opinions. You know, sometimes it makes you think a little bit differently, you know, and, you know, it's nice to sit down with somebody. There's a couple county executives that were former Congress members that went from Congress to county, you know, back to being a county executive, which, you know, was kind of interesting to say why. And they said, well, look, I can do more as county executive than I could in Congress. We're gridlocked. We couldn't get stuff done. It was disappointing. But give you the insight of how Congress operates and how we can get different bills through is a nice insight. But also, yeah, and then again, you might have an opinion on one area, and it broadens that opinion because you sit there and you go, wow, it's, you know, because you're getting opinions from a variety of people, not just a small group.
I'd like to touch base with you from time to time, and maybe you could come back on Focus on Albany and share your thoughts on what other county executives are thinking and doing. And, you know, you're head of the county in Albany. Do you have any role with the legislature, or is that an entirely different entity altogether?
You mean the state or the county?
The county.
Yeah, the county legislature, I was there for 12 years. I was chair for two. Yeah, it's a different branch of government, different function. They're more or less the policymakers. So I do, obviously, being there 12 years, I understand the role of the legislator and their function, you know, is the budget and policy. Other than that, they don't, you know, I run the day-to-day operation. So it's a unique partnership that you have to have going forward. Relationship, but yeah, I do have insight, obviously, what the legislature does or does lack of doing, you know, and but it's, you know, it's one of the things we have to work for the people. We have to come together, and at the end of the day, Cynthia, I don't care, again, what party affiliation you are or who you represent, you're here for the people, and we always have to remember that all of our bosses are the constituents that put us in office.
So what's on the horizon for Albany County that you envision?
We got so many great things going on the horizon. I wouldn't know where to begin to end. I mean, look, first and foremost, my responsibilities to the taxpayers of this county, making sure I stay under the cap, make sure I give fiscal budgets. That's the most important role. But we're also the safety net for so many things, from poverty to, you know, seniors, our nursing home, all the programs we give out, and, you know, our core mission and our equity agenda has been so important to me these last 6 years of continuing to reevaluate not only how we deliver services, how our employees feel about the services we're delivering, and how effective they are on the people that we're delivering to. Are we giving them light at the end of the tunnel? Are we giving them hope and better opportunities than they had 7 years ago? And that's what we need to continue to look at. We need to continue to reinvent ourselves, moving our county forward and saying we can be better, we can do more, and we have to do more for the people. You know, but also be creative where you're not spending money, you're not raising taxes. You know, these are the things, you know, we have to do, and I take pride in having, you know, our shared services that we've been doing, the shared service panel, working with Rockefeller College, Jim Malatras, Governor Andrew Cuomo, working with the governor's office on this, on a variety of projects. It's about working relationships, and you can agree to disagree, but then at the end of the day, you have to continue to work for the people. You know, we hit a lot of brick walls, but you know what I love? You know, I love about mountains and, you know, or brick walls. It's like hurdles in life, Cynthia. They're meant to get over. You're meant to jump over a hurdle, right? And if we have to tunnel through that mountain or go underneath of it or around it, we're going to get around it, but we're going to still continue to give the great services. And we, again, on a national level, you know, we have the crisis with the immigrants coming in this country, the way Trump's administration's treating them, the way we're treating our poor, the way we're our homeless population. No one's talking about our homeless population. We're dealing with not only homeless veterans, we're dealing with more families that are on the streets. And these are things we need to highlight and saying, hey, as a community, we need to come together. But in also my main job is to always sell Albany County how great it is. And I say to your listeners, please come here and live for the quality of life. Come here to start your business, expand your business. Albany County is such a unique place in this capital district that, you know, there's some aspect of every part of this county that someone would love to live into, you know, from the Helderbergs to, you know, the riverfront communities to Colony to Ravina Queemans. You know, it's just a beautiful place to raise a family, to go to school. And our education, our colleges, I feel are second to none. We have some of the greatest colleges from UAlbany, Siena College, St. Rose, RPI, Maria, you know, Sage. You know, we got some great colleges just here in Albany County, let alone, you know, outside right in our borders, you know. I mean, RPI, Union. This is a great place to come experience things. So to your listeners, you know, please. And I will say this to your listeners, Cynthia, and to you. We can only effectively do our job if you continue to email us, call us up, you know, or if there's something that's working well. We like to hear good compliments, too, not just all negative stuff. But we can't fix a problem if we're not aware of it. We can't deliver a service differently if no one's giving us ideas or saying the service isn't working. So participation and partnerships are the key to my administration and will always be the key because, again, I work for roughly almost 320,000 people. You're my boss. Your listeners are my boss, and I can only effectively be a good county executive if I hear input coming back. And no matter how many national awards we win or positions I have, Albany County is my first and foremost love, and will continue to represent this county as long as the people want me here. And when I also got elected as president of the County Executives of America, NACO gave us an award for our probation department for an innovative program. Harvard's recognized our project growth. We have more recognized programs lately in these last couple of years than we've ever had in the last 20. And, again, it's to the men and women that are dedicated to this workforce, delivering programs and trying things differently. Yes, we fail at certain things, but at the end of the day, every failure leads to a success. So I say to your listeners, you know what, don't be down on yourself if you failed at something in life. It only makes you stronger. And if you build off that strength and you move up, that's what life's about. Because I always tell everyone, Cynthia, it's not when you get to the top of the mountain is when you made it in life. People are like, well, I'm at the top. It's the journey to the top of the mountain. And the only things that trip you up are the rocks along the way, the path that trip you up. So continue to try to do good, strive for a better life. But most importantly, we're here for the people.
Okay. That's an important thing you just said. You're here for the people. So if they want to contact you and they don't know how to do so, can you give your contact information out?
Yes. You can call my office at area code 518-447-7040, or you can always send us an email at county_executive@albanycounty.gov. Or you
Great.
Can just go, and then you can go to our website, Cynthia, which is www.albanycounty.com. And I have to tell you, we have see-through Albany County. You can see who has take-home cars, cell phones, how are your budget dollars are spent, and who gets paid what. And I think that's important because, again, it's the people's budget. We wrote the budget pretty self-explanatory, and we continue to always break it down so people can see where their tax dollars are going.
So, thank you so much, and I look forward to talking with you again. I'd like to have you back on and talk about your knowledge that you've gained through your new presidency and what people in other parts of the country or state are doing to make their county better. I think that would be interesting conversations. So you've been listening to County Executive Dan McCoy. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Thank you so much, County Executive. Have a great day, and thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks.